From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As a health care bill moves forward in the Senate, the president is trying to keep the pressure on for action with high-profile events at the White House. More from NPR's Maura Liasson.
Today, the doctor was in at the White House, or rather, lots of doctors, all wearing white coats. They gathered in the Rose Garden to hear the president explain why their presence was proof that a health care overhaul was needed now.
These men and women here would not be supporting health insurance reform if they really believed that it would lead to government bureaucrats making decisions that are best left to doctors. They wouldn't be here today if they believed that reform in any way would damage the very critical and sacred doctor-patient relationship.
Many more legislative hurdles remain, however. The Senate Finance Committee is expected to vote its bill out this week. Then it will have to be combined with a more liberal version from the Senate Health Committee, and that package must still get 60 votes on the Senate floor. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The nation's highest court has kicked off its new session with a number of issues to tackle and a new justice, Sonia Sotomayor, on the bench. Justices today heard arguments in a case that seeks to determine how long a suspect's request for a lawyer is valid. The case centers around whether the high court should throw out a prisoner's sexual abuse conviction because he asked a police officer for a lawyer 2 years and 7 months before he confessed to another officer. The government has acknowledged that it filmed some of the earliest interrogations of a terror detainee who was in CIA custody. A court has ordered the government to release those tapes to the detainee's lawyers, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Mohammed Al-Qahtani was one of the first suspected terrorists picked up after 9/11. He was held in solitary confinement for 3 months, and then interrogators began a program that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had personally authorized. The program was designed in stages of increasing intensity, progressing through nudity, sleep deprivation, extreme temperatures, and more. Now a judge has ordered the government to hand over videotapes of Qahtani, filmed just before the harsh treatment began. The Center for Constitutional Rights represents Qahtani. Lawyers there hope these tapes will show his mental state. A few months after the abusive treatment began, Qahtani confessed to being part of the 9/11 conspiracy. His lawyers say it was a false confession elicited through torture. Qahtani is now at Guantanamo awaiting a war crimes trial. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's service sector showed signs of life in September for the first time in more than a year. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its service sector index moved above 50 last month for the first time in 13 months. Any reading above 50 shows expansion in the service sector, while a number below that denotes contraction. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 112 points to close at 9,599. The Nasdaq gained 20 points today. This is NPR. The nation's oldest magazine catering to foodies, along with a couple of bridal magazines and a magazine devoted to parenting, are throwing in the towel. Publisher Condé Nast says it will close Gourmet magazine along with Modern Bride, Elegant Bride, and the parenting magazine Cookie. The move by the New York-based company comes at a time the weak economy has substantially reduced ad revenues. In the case of Gourmet, ad pages are said to be down some 50% in the second quarter. Gourmet was launched in 1941. All told, 180 Condé Nast employees are expected to lose their jobs. Britain's new Supreme Court takes up its first case this week. It's been set up to provide a better separation of powers in the British government, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Through an anomaly of history, of which there are many in this country, Britain's highest judges were known as the Law Lords and sat within the unelected upper house of Parliament, the House of Lords. Although there was rarely a suggestion that politics had previously influenced their decisions, the move to rename them the Supreme Court and place them in a completely separate building is all part of the British government's attempts to modernise the workings of the British system. Their first case this week is an appeal by 5 unnamed terror suspects who've had their financial assets frozen by the British government. Most analysts believe the move to establish a Supreme Court is unlikely to affect how the justices rule, though one senior judge has suggested that formal independence might make them, as he put it, more muscular in their judgments. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher to begin the week. The near-month contract for crude rose 46 cents a barrel, ending the session at $70.41 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.